Everyone, welcome to On.net. We're going to be talking about C# source generators. Tune in. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of On.net. I am so excited because today I'm here with Jared Parsons, and we're going to spend this episode talking to you about source generators and C# 9. And welcome, Jared.
Hey, Kathleen. How you doing?
So Jared is on the compiler team and was instrumental in getting source generators built. And my background, why I'm so excited to be having a chance to host this, is that I've been doing generation for a very long time, and I think the source generators are done in a really great way. And so I can't wait to let Jared show you more about that today. So Jared, let's go.
Yeah, and to be fair, I was able to get source generators shipped the second time we tried. The first time we tried, we were not successful and we had to back them out. But the second time we got them in and we're very happy with the results.
All right.
So what are kind of source generators? So like source generators or code generators are, they're any tool in the build that produces source code that kind of, that gets included in your project. And they exist in virtually every language build ecosystem out there. And code generators have been a part of .NET since like 1.0. And pretty much every developer has used them at some point, whether or not they realize it. For example, like most developers have used a resource file. So those handy little resx files that you can use to define localizable strings or load images that have these strongly typed accessors in your programs. So if you've ever used one of those files, you'll notice that if you kind of expand that file in Solution Explorer in Visual Studio, you'll see it has this like .designer.cs file in it with all this code over that XML file. That is a code generator. And it's a very powerful tool for developers. And what's happening under the hood here is like during the build, there's an MS build task that kind of reads in that resx file. It translates it to C# code. It dumps that out the disk. It throws it to the compiler. And that kind of gets included in your project. And that's kind of like a classic example of code generation during build. The problem with generators in .NET, though, is that they have a lot of limitations. So the first off is there's no real framework for code generators. So all that things I talked to you about, like having to author an MS build task, having to learn how to write MS build, reading and writing to disk and dumping files into projects, that's all something that you have to do from scratch. There's no template out there to do this. This is, you have to go and write this all by yourself. And the next part is that these generators are kind of limited. So really a generator is just a piece of code that can read files off of disk. Like it's not a compiler. It just sees a source file as like a text file. It has, if it wants to do any kind of parsing or any deep understanding of the code, it has to kind of invent it all for itself. And lastly, there's things like VS integration that doesn't exist. Like you have to write all of that yourself. Like if you've ever used resx and noticed how smoothly they integrate, like that they have beautiful IntelliSense, that when you kind of change one file, it auto updates in the other, and it's like really seamless integration into the product. That's something the resx team had to write, and they had to write all this VS integration. They had to do it themselves, and they have to maintain it. And it's an enormous investment. And that's why if you kind of look at generators in .NET, you don't really see a lot of them or a lot of really well done ones because it's such a huge investment to get there.
Well, and there's some things that would be really hard to do if you're outside the compiler team. So you all can make it smooth in ways that it would be tough for anyone on the outside to actually manage. So it's great that the compiler team made this investment. That is fantastic.
Yeah, and this is where kind of the Roslyn team comes into play with source generators. We decided that we could help solve this problem by building off our existing investment in analyzers. Analyzers have already established a model where you could distribute a plugin via NuGet, add them into your project file, have them be loaded into the compiler, and that plugin gets full access to the Roslyn API. So that lets them see all like the syntax trees, the references, the symbols. I mean, everything the compiler can see, the analyzers can see. And because they have this extreme level of detail, like they can make very strong inferences about what's in your code. So the only change we really had to make was say, why don't we have analyzers, but instead of producing diagnostics, they can produce source code. And if we just tell developers to focus on that, like, you know how to build an analyzer today, now just give us some source code. And then the compiler team and the IDE team, we will do all the heavy lifting. We will get it inserted into the compilation. We will make the Visual Studio experience beautiful. And we will kind of do all the hard stuff. And you just focus on that generator that you wanted to build. And so I have like a couple of samples that I wanted to do, which kind of like demonstrate the kind of power that source generators can give you.
Okay, great. Let's take a look at that.
So the first one I want to kind of talk about is kind of equality. So anyone who's ever written equality knows that in .NET, it has a lot of components. So if you want to like take this like student class here where I have a first name and last name, and I want to essentially add equality to it, you have to do things like you have to add an equals method. And this equal method needs to basically say like first name, like it has to basically say like if
and while you're
this student.
So I'm going to interrupt you while you're typing. You keep typing. So if you don't, familiar with C#, the normal equality is via the actual item, via its actual reference. And here, it's going to be via the value. And so by changing equality, it's changing it to a value equality.
Exactly.
And we'll hear Jared has a very nice, loud mechanical keyboard there.
I'm trying to type quietly, but basically you have to write an equals method. And this is very boilerplatey. I mean, it's the exact same code for every single object out there.
And you didn't do a hash code yet. So you're not, you didn't even do it right.
I haven't done a hash code. I haven't done the strongly typed equals. I haven't implemented iEquitable. I haven't written the operator. I haven't done any of the fun stuff. So this is all boilerplate code. It's always the same code. You have to do it over and over and over again. And this is where things like source generators can become really powerful, because they can take all that boilerplate code and they can just do it for me. So all I've done now is I just added an attribute called auto equality. Okay. Now, if I go over to the side over here and expand the analyzers and generators node, I'll notice that there's this thing called auto equality generator that has this generated equality. So we can see that kind of at the bottom here that we have this student class that's been generated now.
And they're both partials. They're both partial classes. So they're going to get squished together. And logically, they are one class. Once the compiler gets a hold of these, it's done reading files. These are one class. There is no difference. They just happen to reside in two files.
Yeah, exactly. And all this boilerplate code is now, the source generator that I wrote is now doing all of this for me. It is implementing the interface. It's defining the operators, it is generating the strongly typed equals, it is generating my hash code. And the best is, this is working because the generator, because it has access to the ROS and APIs, it can look at everything in my file and make deep inferences about it. For instance, if I just go through here and decide that I also want a middle name.
Good idea.
You know, happens from time to time. You see, as I'm typing, this generator is updating and it is adding all the extra code necessary to get the middle name working. Like once I said, hey, implement equality, I never have to think about it again. My generator that I wrote can actually take care of everything for me. And like I said, because we have the ROSN API, these generators can be as deep as you want them to be. For instance, like I had a little tweak on this that was added by a contributor, which basically says, what if I want?
All right, case sensitivity.
True. Like, what if I want to have a case insensitive?
All right.
Now, suddenly, everything is ordinals ignore case. Or even better, what if I use nullable reference types, because everyone should? The moment I add a nullable, you'll see suddenly the generated code says, oh, I should respect that. And I should start generating nullable aware code. And this is kind of like the power of generators is because they have the ROSN API at their disposal, they can be as deep as they want to be.
Yeah.
So another one that, you know, people have asked for a long time.
Let me say one thing about what we just saw there. This is where, there's a lot of generations going on the outside. Tons and tons of things from CodeSmith to a bunch of other things. They couldn't get that real time. If you're just doing like a like indie framers generation, it doesn't have that kind of real time effect because it uses a feature of Visual Studio and it doesn't get that absolutely as you're typing kind of reaction. That's what we can get from the source generators that we couldn't get until the compiler got involved. So, unless we're going to do messy MS Build stuff. So, I mean, there were ways to do it, but it was difficult.
Exactly. And now with generators, like you said, because it's something that's intrinsically understood by the compiler in the IDE, we deeply integrate into all of our tools and we get these nice seamless experiences.
Right. And the file is just automatically there. It's automatic included. Now it doesn't show up as part of what you're going to put into your source control. It's not going to show up on GitHub, but it does show up inside your project in a special place so that you can see what code. And so even if you're not writing a generator, you're just using a generator, then you can come in and you can see what code that generator is putting into your application.
Exactly. And so another generator that I want to kind of demo, because this is something that people have been asking for years, is iNotify property change.
Absolutely.
So if you've ever done iNotify property change, it's the classic boilerplate problem where for every one of the fields you want to participate, you have to add a property. The property has to like essentially check to see if the new value is equal to the old value. And if not, then it has to raise the property change and then it has to pass in some names. It's a boilerplate to the extreme. But now with source generators, I have a source generator here called auto-notify. All I do is just add an attribute to a field.
Okay, so this is a little bit, it's slightly unexpected, but I think I can guess why you're doing that. So you put it on the field, not on the property there.
Right, because if I put it on the property, then I would have to write the property too. But if I put it on the field, the generator is just doing all of the work for me. It has implemented the interface, it has defined the event, it has done the classic case of make sure you do the not equals check equals and then invoke the event handler. And you know, if we just add auto notify here, drop back down, you'll see immediately like name is done the same way as well. And so that was why this particular generator was chosen to do at the field level instead of kind of like the type level.
Right. So you don't even write your property.
No.
It's from that field. Which is the whole point is getting the property created correctly. This makes a huge amount of sense.
Right. And that's because, and as you notice here, like the generator notice, like they haven't implemented the interface yet. I will just implement it for them. They didn't define that event yet. I will define it for them. And so these, I think, are just a couple of quick demos of just how powerful generators can be, the type of deep inspection they can do in their code, and kind of the burden they can lift from you as a developer to have to do this boilerplate, to have to maintain this boilerplate. The generator just does it all for you. And these are pretty straightforward. I think I coded these up in a couple hours preparing for these demos. Like generators are, there's lots of samples on the web out there to look at. And we've already seen a pretty big explosion of them enter the ecosystem. And we're hoping to see a lot more.
It's great. There's a ton of things people are doing. So this is absolutely fantastic. I am so excited we're going this direction. And so going forward, if somebody wants to find out more about actually creating one, if they're going to use them, they're just going to kind of show up and they're going to be delivered like analyzers. So just, you know, watch your favorite, you know, whoever you're following on Twitter, you know, watch them. But if you want to create one, where would you go for more information on that?
So we'll drop some links in the show notes here. We have an excellent cookbook on the Roslyn repo that really has a sample-based approach to how you do generators, a sample and scenario-based. We have it really broken down to, are you type this type of generator? Here's your pattern. Are you type like an iNotify generator? Here's your pattern. And we have used all of our customer interactions where they come to us and said, we're stuck. Every time we have a we're stuck conversation with a customer, we try to go back and keep that cookbook up to date with, okay, how do we unblock that level of customer?
Great.
So we will put some of those links in the show notes. We'll also put a lot of the goodies that are coming with .NET 6 and generators. All the stuff we're doing in the runtime, the Razor stuff that has just came out. So we'll have a lot of notes, all that information.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great. Thanks. I'm glad that we got together.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for watching.
All right. Bye.